But today, Bab Dada is reminding you of one thing, and that is
koi bhi sharirak bimariyon man ka tufaan ho tan mein halchal ho pravritti
that if you have any physical disease or maybe a storm in the mind, problem with wealth, problem in relationships or even in service, any type of upheaval, if there is, at that time, never become disheartened. Never lose your courage. Have a big heart. Never become disheartened. See Baba's heart, how big is it? Is it a small heart? As Baba has a big heart, then what about the children? When children show a small heart, then Baba begins to wonder, like if somebody is not well, he says, oh, I'm not well, I've got pain, and his heart shrinks. So he gets disheartened. But to get disheartened is not the medicine, is it? Is to get disheartened a medicine? Will your physical ailment finish if you get disheartened? As you know, it is only settling of accounts. And when accounts come which you have to settle in the form of pain, that means you have to be ready to settle. Be prepared instead of becoming disheartened. Because if you get disheartened, you only increase your ailment. This is why become courageous. Then Baba will also become your helper. It isn't that you begin to cry and say, oh, I've got so much pain in my body, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. And then you say, oh, Baba is not helping me. But whom will Baba help? The one who keeps the courage. First, it should be one step in the form of the child's courage, and then it will be the father's help in return. But if you lose your courage and you begin to think that Baba is not helping me, I'm not receiving Baba's help, even Baba has deceived me at the time of need, so don't remember only part of the sentence when Baba says that Baba is your helper, but remember the first part of the sentence. Whose helper is Baba? The one who helps himself. So God helps those who help themselves. Why do you remember only half of the sentence and you say, oh, Baba helps only the Maharathis, he doesn't help me. Baba doesn't even look at me. Now, first you, Maharathis later. But do not become disheartened. And if there is any confusion in the mind, then what happens is at such a time You need the power to decide. Decision power is essential. But when will power of decision come? Only when your mind is with the Father. If your mind is entangled in that confusion, with yes, no, yes, no, if you are in that confusion, then the power of decision doesn't come. Therefore, do not become disheartened even in the mind. And if there is upheaval or fluctuation in wealth, well, just think, even multi-millionaires are experiencing the fluctuation in the world today. You are nothing compared to them. So that fluctuation in wealth has to come. It is there. But you have the faith, and it is a firm faith that as you are Shiv Father's companions and you are his true children, then even if there is fluctuation, whatever the circumstance may be, Baba will not let you go hungry. He will definitely feed you at least 2 square meals a day. Maybe you may not get 2 vegetables, but at least dal and roti, chapati, that you can get. But it shouldn't be that you get tired of doing work and then you tell Baba, now you have to feed me. Become careless and lazy, because those who are careless or lazy will not get anything. But the one who has a true heart makes the Father get pleased with him. So the Father is pleased with a true heart. And where relationships are concerned, problems can arise, and they will arise, because you say, the end will come after the climax. You say this, don't you? Everything is going to its climax, and it is to go to the climax. It is to reach the climax. And therefore, it isn't possible that there won't be any disturbance in relationships. It will be there. But you become trustees, become observers, and take power from Baba and solve the problems, the situations. But if you think that you are a householder, and as a householder if you try to solve the problems, then there will be more confusion, more problem. But first of all, you have to become very detached, become a real trustee. Nothing belongs to me. This feeling of possessiveness, that is, my name will be spoiled, I will be defamed, my child, my mother-in-law does this to me, my that one does that to me, this thought of my creates the problem. Wherever the word my comes, there the intellect is pulled automatically. It's turned there automatically. If the intellect is turned to something of which you have the feeling of possessiveness, that is only because when you say it is mine, therefore you have to check. If the intellect is being turned towards any object, it means there is a feeling of possessiveness, and that you have to revert, you have to change once again. So what do you not have to become? You should not become disheartened. Come what may, what will you not become? What do you not have to become, mother say? Dil shikast, that's the Hindi word, disheartened. It's not a matter of saying only, but you have to really do it. Now you have to become powerful.
Our sun shows
and learn the lesson well of sun showing the father. Sun shows father. Learn this lesson well. Don't allow this lesson to be weak in you. All of you are courageous, aren't you? Are you courageous? Do you have the courage? Do you have the courage?